Eve, agus Falchi Gudin and Clark coming, Luke Clark Scale and Shock and Shall meet Tom Comack. As always on a Wednesday night, I'm here at 9 o'clock, and I suppose the first big competition of the seasons has been decided. That's of course the Allianz Football Leagues. All the divisional champions have been decided, and certainly congratulations to Kerry, or to Dublin and to Tyrone on winning the Division 1 and Division 2. Dublin very strong and looking good already for another All-Ireland title as well. Four National League titles in a row now for Dublin, and certainly they are the force in Gaelic football at the moment. Congratulations also to Tyrone. They defeated Cavan, pretty comfortable enough victory in the end for Mickey Hart's new look side, and have to be favourites for the Ulster Championship now, I'm sure, after that anyway. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by a man that will agree with me on that one, of course, is John Lynch, a man.
Put plenty of pressure on there, Tom, if you can.
I suppose time was, John, when a National Football League Division 2 title would be celebrated in Tyrone. I'm not sure how big the celebrations were on Sunday night.
I don't think there was probably a wild celebration, Tom, but in fairness, it was another milestone for us in this rebuild that Mickey keeps talking about. So, I spoke to you at the start of the campaign, and I actually said, do you remember that Mickey wanted to be there
on that big day,
and obviously you can see now why he did want to be there with celebrations of the 1916 rising and stuff. So. he got what he wanted there, and obviously, won the title on his way. It was really what he was looking for.
Yeah.
And everything sort of panned out exactly as he planned, which was good, Tom. But as you said yourself, it's Division 2, Tom, and we're not going to get too carried away up here at the moment.
Yeah. Talk to me about that. The fact that it is Division 2. Is there a sense it's Division 2 rather than a Division 1?
Well, I've been a wee bit disappointed, Tom, in Division 2 this year. Like, at the start of the year, everybody talked about this, like a group of death, Ulster championship and stuff. And I think it didn't really materialise, Tom. It wasn't just as competitive as possibly it should have been, or as we expected it to be. Tyrone got off to a good start and right through, but a couple of games, like the draw against Fermanagh, they were lucky to get a draw against Armagh. Was pushing and shove as well. We weren't sure whether he could have won that match or not. So Mickey might not have been as happy about the latter stages of the league, but at the earlier stages, like the match against Derry, I thought was significant that we expected more from Derry. I thought we'd see more from Derry, but it didn't materialise at all. So I'm not too sure if he's learned a wild lot from the opposition that we've played. And as I say, Division 2 just didn't materialise the way we thought it would, as far as tough games and heavy games went.
In relation to the Armagh game and the Fermanagh game, and obviously they're derby matches, they are derby matches, especially the Armagh-Tyrone one that had been a great rivalry over the last decade or so. Was there a sense, though, that maybe, Tyrone actually had qualified at that stage? They knew they were going up, they had the business done.
Yeah, well, Tom, I would know myself as a player, sometimes when, no matter how much you talk to people or not, you talk to each other and just talk to you about complacency and whatever else. So, Tom, sometimes when it's in the back of your mind, it's there and your body will not change. And the fact that Tyrone had qualified before them two games, I still think personally it was in their mind that they didn't really have to win. And that you just can't get that out of your system, no matter what you do during the game. And to me, when I seen the Tyrone playing against Armagh, it seemed that way for me. A lot of things were happening in that match that would have been happening at the earlier stage of the league. So sometimes it just be there, Tom. You kind of get rid of it. It's there, and it's premeditated in your mind, and you can't do anything about it, really.
Having said that, it's a big difference from the mood in Tyrone, I'm sure, this week than it was, say, this week last year.
Yeah, we're a big disappointed, Tom, to go down. And I'm sure you've heard interviews of Mickey talking about the fact that we possibly played well enough to stay up. And you don't want to be relegated, Tom, in any situation, no matter what league you're in. And it was a sort of a disappointment for us at the end of last year. But to come through, like, Tyrone are still, like, I hate to say this, they're still unbeaten in any competition this year. That's going to have to come to an end sometime. And to me, the most important competitions are just about to start. So I'd rather we got beaten in a lesser competition. But, Mickey has Mickey has said he still likes the start of the year that, like, you know, he feels that he keeps talking about the building that he has been doing, and he feels that, you know, he's almost there with a team that could compete now at the highest level. Obviously, we got the Ireland semi-final last year, and unfortunately, didn't beat Kerry, but we are still, in my opinion, still possibly one or two positions needs to be filled, Tom. Like, I still think that we haven't that marquee forward up front that needs to score on a regular basis for us. You know, we're defensively, we're playing well. You know, I still think our full back line, McCarron, McNamee, playing very well. Like, Ron McNabb's making shapes to come back in. But, you know, to me, our defence is pretty strong.
Yeah, that was something that actually worried you at the start of the season.
I did. I'll be more happier about our situation in our defence. Defensively, we seem to be pretty good. And that pleases me because, Tom, when you talked about Dublin there, I still think that Dublin's success is really still built on the tremendous defence that they have, you know, the likes of Cooper and, you know, the different
Philly McMahon and people.
Philly like McMahon, them players are all top class defenders. Couple that with your forwards, and you have what you have in Dublin, what I talk about. So we still do the same, and that's why most teams, like Donegal's success as well, was built on the great defence that they have. Obviously, they have a great forward, but the amount of great defenders, you named all the great defenders that Donegal would have had over the past few years. So really, I feel it's down to defence, and we're building there, and I think our defence is pretty solid at the minute. I still feel he's not sure, I'm sure, of it up front. I don't think Mickey's 100% sure of what's up front for him at the moment. Mm. Ron O'Neill played pretty well, got a few good scores. To me, he's just not in it enough for me at the moment. That's the way I would look at him.
Fair to say, this is the first season probably Ronan has since he came out of underage to show that, you know.
This is exactly right, Tom. Yeah, he's got himself in a better shape this year. Like last year, he seemed to be carrying a bit of weight. I've heard Mickey say that he's putting a lot of hard work in. So obviously he's taking the right approach about his fitness and stuff. So it's inevitable that he'd be better that way. He's hitting the freeze for us, Tom, which is important. Again, I talked to you before about how important it is to have a free hitter. Like when you look at all the top teams, they've all got good free hitters.
Hmm.
So Ronan has been hitting freeze for us, and he's been pretty good. He's been pretty active with them, so that's a plus for us as well. So I just feel still, like if Sean Kavanagh was 5 years younger, I would be happier, put it that way. But, you know, still in all, what you're getting out of Sean is still, you know, when you, the showing on Sunday, Sean's display was again back to where he used to be, you know. So,
yeah.
All in all, Tom, I'll be happy with things the way they're going, but I still feel, you know, a regular scoring forward is the most important part of it.
And does Conor McAlaskey not fit that bill?
Oh, he's like again, if you seen him on Sunday, he was top class on Sunday, knocking over good scores. But if you sort of look at him through the league, the whole league campaign, possibly wasn't consistent enough the whole way through.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just, well, again, Tom, now we're kind of the more important situation in the championship. The time will tell, you know, on a regular basis then, but the league, you can get in there and play more regularly and improve, whereas the championship's a harder situation to get into.
Hmm.
So it's hard to know, Tom, really.
Yeah. Okay, you mentioned Sean Kavanagh and you mentioned Ronan O'Neill, but we know what Sean's capable of. We know what Colm Kavanagh's capable of, and I know you were very, very glowing in your praise of him earlier in the middle of the campaign when we talked about him. Matty Donnelly, Justin McMahon, you know, Peter Hart, you know, you mentioned those players, Colin McCarron. You know, talk to me about the younger players that have come through, because the reality is the general feeling this time last year was that's what was needed, a lot of new blood.
Yeah, well, number one, Tom, we lost young Myler in the last two games, and I felt through the league campaign he was the one player that was able to take a ball and go at players at pace. And I felt that we lost his presence in it, especially against Armagh and against Fermanagh. So, like, he is one of the young players that I would have high hopes for. The young McGeary, another good player, like, he's got a couple of chances there, and he's coming through as well. Like, young Bradley played there a couple of games. He just doesn't seem to be doing it like he did in the latter stages of last year. But, again, that's all about confidence. Like, he got probably a better run last year in the matches, whereas this year he's been sort of, Mickey's been trying him on and off. You need to be on a regular sort of basis of playing for your confidence to be good, and he could be a confidence player. Like, his accuracy is not as good as it was this time, or, you know, the latter stage of last year.
Hmm.
So he was one that you'd be hoping for as well coming through. So like them couple of names are still there for us, Tom, to come into, hopefully as well. Like. Mm.
A feature of the teams that a feature of all the games, I think literally in all the games, Mickey used 20-21 players, and okay, people will tell you, you know, that the modern game, that's the way it is. It's a 20-man game, 21-man game. I also noticed that I don't think on any given weekend that he named the same 15 twice. So does that suggest to you a little bit, and I know the injuries can be a problem, but does that suggest to you that there's a little bit of doubt in his mind about certain people, or is it a case where he's trying to build around where it's 20 men now as opposed to 15?
Yeah, well, I suppose like you hear it said on a regular basis, Tom, nowadays, that it's not about 15 players nowadays, it's about 22 players that you have availability on the day. And I'll say it, Mickey was probably given a bit of a, you know, when I think about Division 2, he had the opportunity to try players there. Like, I'm not only critical of the opposition, but I don't think he would be able to do the same thing possibly if he's playing Division 1, Tom. Like, when you're playing the top five or six teams in Ireland, you're not going to get the chance to play players on a regular basis the way Mickey did this year. So really, maybe playing in Division 2 was a bit of a help test that way, to bring lads in and give them game time at that higher level, you know. So, you know, that was good for us that way. He was able to use so many different names. Like, again, there's a couple of players that I've even failed to mention. Like, young Lee Brennan, like, he's only come out, he's still on 21 there. He came in there and he played pretty well as well. He'd be a free hitter. So you'd be having high hopes for like him. Like, that's the kind of player that you need. Lads coming in there that can knock scores over the bar. And like, he at his own level was top class. I had him myself at development squads right through, and he always knew he was going to be a top class player. And he's proved at the moment to be there. He's there for Tullic and their campaign in Ulster, which is top class. So them kind of players as well are going to come in there, and he's given Lee a couple of games. So it'll be hard to know where he's going to go with the selection in Derry. Like, I don't know what way he'll work it, but I would still imagine the team that played on Sunday is possibly, he's probably thinking, possibly maybe the strongest team, you know. That's the way I would look at it anyway.
And tell me, I know here in Donegal there's a great sense of disappointment with our under-21s, that they didn't maybe get a run in Ulster, and maybe even onto an All-Ireland series, because there's a general feeling that we needed to do what Tyrone did last year, bring a number of players through. Is there a sense of disappointment maybe that the under-21s, who were seen as a good squad, maybe didn't go that bit further this year and maybe bring more players through?
Well, there was a disappointment. The fact that we beat Donegal was a big game for Tyrone, because like, it was a month that we knew was going to be probably, as we thought ourselves, possibly the hardest one in the campaign. Didn't work out that way. Obviously, Monaghan were a better team on the day for us, against us. But Mickey would have been, he pulled a couple of lads in as well, I think, from that team after the final. So he still has pulled a few in. Like, it's always great, Tom, to win a competition at that level. Like, you know yourself, that from last year when we won the competition, we bred about four or five players into it. And that helps. That'll help bring in players. You know, when you won the competition especially, it's good to breed the lads in, and their confidence is there. That's actually what possibly, in my opinion, helped throw in the latter stages of the championship last year, that these lads, young boys, come in and, you know, their confidence was high after winning all Ireland, and it brought us through, possibly, you know, to an extent brought us through as well in that latter stage of the championship last year. Obviously, this year it didn't materialise, but still in all, Tom, them boys are still there, and there's a couple more lads have joined the panel as well. So I still think Mickey's in a good enough place when it comes to, you know, has subs in the squad that he has to nail down the whole team and against Derry in the championship, and hopefully for further afield. It's going to be hard to know really where he's going to go with the, you know, the, like, them young boys he's bringing in. I'm not sure if he's going to add many of them. I keep thinking, Tom, back to Sunday. I felt Sunday was possibly maybe our strongest team at the minute, and I can't see any being added, you know, as a starter anyway. Like, as I say, Roan McNabb's coming back in, so like, he was one of our best defenders last year. Them kind of players, possibly, but I still think, Tom, when you look at that 15 that played on Sunday, there's not much change to it. that against Derry, I wouldn't imagine. So,
yeah, well, we'll talk about that maybe in a couple of weeks. Time. What is, it's 3 weeks to Celtic Park, and I suppose,
3 weeks now, yeah.
And I suppose you did lay down a marker against against Derry this year already. You've beaten them, what is it, twice or three times, you know?
I've beaten them 3 times.
And the gap seems to be getting wider, but, you know, a championship football is quite different, and Celtic Park can be quite different as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Overall, did you watch the senior for league final, the Division One league final, Dublin and Kerry?
I watched it, Tom, yeah. Probably disappointed with Kerry a wee bit. I felt they seemed a bit naive, in my opinion. There was a lot of talk about, you know, the fact that they didn't seem to have legs. We talked about them being older and didn't seem to have legs. But I felt they were very naive in their tactics, Tom, the way they played it. Like, I don't know, in fairness, I don't know if Donoghue was the right man to have in the middle of the field. He definitely didn't have the legs to do what was required. You know, like, they're playing, Kerry's play the same summer type football as anybody else does nowadays. They play the defensive football, but they just weren't able to attack at pace and stuff. And whenever they did come out, they exposed. Like, I've never seen O'Shea been roasted like he did on Sunday. Like, Grogan was on the top of his game, and it was a real awakening for Mark O'Shea to be roasted the way he did. And when you look at a couple of the defenders were left standing, and they were being exposed, Tom. Like, they were coming out and they weren't getting back. I just felt they were very naive in their attack. But Dublin, Tom, we have to look at Dublin and say, what, you know, who's going to beat them? Who's going to stop them? You know, I said you earlier about the defence. Defensively, they're top class. I think they're carrying possibly maybe three or four, maybe the best defenders in Ireland at the minute.
Yeah, so they are the team to beat. Before we let you go, and I know the clock is catching up on us, and we have Danny McGeehan, the chairman of New Connacht Club, waiting to tell us about the Comórtas Pellin de Gaeltacht, which is on the Donegal finals this weekend in Glenteith. Talk to me. We have to give special mention to Sean Kavanagh. 238 games, 100 National League game.
100 National League game on Sunday. It was fitting, Tom, that he was able to stand on Croke Park and lift the cup on the 100th game, which is great. But Tom, you know, what has been said about Sean for over the years, you know, you can't add to it. He's been immense for Tyrone. He's you know, he's been very unselfish in everything he does. He still trains through the winter. He gives everything he's got. You know, he's battled injury. He's battled a lot of stuff right through the years he's played. And Tom, like, you talk about icons and legends in the football, there's no doubt about it in Tyrone. He's up there with the greatest that we've had, and we're quite glad that he's born in this part of the world. And I'm sure, you know, across the country,
I think he's admired. He's admired.
Like, I think his last score for us on Sunday, Tom, just you know, capped the kind of football he really is. It was just top class, you know, top drawer score from where he was, you know.
Look, John, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks about the championship, and we'll have a look ahead to that. But certainly enjoy the favouritism tag for Ulster anyway.
Good man, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, John Lynch there, of course, a former Tyrone footballer and an All-Star defender in his time, played with Tyrone in the 80s, played in that All-Ireland final 86. And thought of Gaelic Selection Tar coming, Luke Traskey and Shockland. Before we go for a short break, when we come back, we'll be joined by Danny McGeehan, the chairman of the Niamh Connell Club. The GAA has announced the championship referees. Panel of 18 referees are going to referee all championship games this year. No Donegal man. Two men from the Northwest, Barry Cassidy from Derry and Sean Horson from Tyrone. He's the only new face, actually. All the rest have been there a couple of years, but Sean Horson from Tyrone is in that 18 man panel. Well, congratulations to Sean making his debut in the championship panel. And actually, it's a very experienced championship panel. Five of them actually have refereed All-Ireland finals. David Coldrake, Joe McQuillan, Maurice Deegan, Marty Duffy and Eddie Kinsella. They have all refereed All-Ireland finals. We have one Donegal man in a panel of eight inter-county championship linesmen, Sean McLaughlin from Donegal, of course, the Mallon club man. He's on the National League referees panel, but he's now named on the Football Championship linesman panel. So he is a busy summer ahead of him. Congratulations to Sean, and indeed to Sean Hurston, Barry Cassidy, and the only other Ulster man in the panel of 18 referees is Pádraig Hughes of Armagh, a very experienced official. Tato yesterday Leshan Clarkum and Luke Glasgow in the shock and Lemmy Tom Comack. And of course, if you want to text us or you want to say something to us, you can do so on 086 77 00 555. That's 086 77 00 555. And if you want to text us from the north of Ireland, it's 00353 86 77 00 555. Jimmy's laughing. You think I'm getting caught up on that one? But we'll be back in just a minute. We'll be joined by Danny McGeehan, the chairman of the Neave Connell Club. Go gorgeous, and welcome back. Falcha, good you, and Clara, come and look, Claskill, Shachna, Shona, me, Tom, Comack, welcome back, and, well, go gorgeous indeed. Congratulations to the Donegal ladies, who defeated Cavan last Saturday in Berra and Tyrone, and qualified for a Division 2 National League final in with a chance of promotion. They're playing Westmeath next Saturday, Saturday week in Parnell Park. And a big congratulations to Donegal minor footballers and their manager, Sean Paul Barrett, on winning the Ulster Minor League a third time in a row. That's the first ever for Donegal. They defeated Tyrone in the final in Mahara on Saturday last, and certainly things looking up. Three minor league titles in a row for Donegal, certainly that's kind of territory. You talk about Tyrone and other counties, but Donegal doing it for the first time. They were close a couple of times in the past, but that's the first time again. Well done, Sean Ball Barrett and the management and all the boys involved in that particular side. And of course they'll be looking forward now to playing either Fermanagh or Antrim in the championship at the end of next month. Depends on who they are. It's at home if they're against Fermanagh. I think it's away against Antrim, but we'll wait the outcome of Antrim and Fermanagh first. They're playing, I think, the middle of next month. Well, it's a big weekend this weekend for the Neave Connell Club in Glenties. They are hosting the Comórtas Pelin na Gaeltacht. That's the Donegal finals of that competition, and they're doing it for the first time ever. I'm delighted to see I'm joined by their chairman, Danny McGeehan. Fáilte rath, Danny.
Good meal, my yoga to Tom.
And Wilshie Bray.
Oh, Thomas Ray, Tan Rod Jantanish, Hugus Thomas Chig. For fechan sheer cooking ogage.
Yeah.
Ogage more doing.
Yeah.
Or a dirt too. And Keddy Urarive. And Comórtas Snaglanti.
Yeah. I was surprised at that because I know you have a long association with the competition.
We have a very long association, Tom. Go back to the very, very early 70s when that competition started up. We were not the first club on board, but we were one of the first clubs on board with it. And we've been a big part of it ever since, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether we just never put ourselves forward for it, maybe. And but we decided this time, maybe last year or so, that we would give it a good shot this year. So
yeah, and of course, you know, obviously, your club has a very strong Irish language speaking areas.
Yeah, well, we have Fintown now, and the parish and Aidan Infa are part of the parish. While we have a very, very big parish, Tom, as you would know, it's very, very mountainous, and but Fintown and Aidan Infa areas would have, over the years, would have played a huge part, both and they would in the Irish culture and in the GA culture within the parish.
Yeah. Anyway, tell me about your weekend, because I'm conscious of the clock. We can talk,
yes,
a little bit afterwards, but we'll get you to get the plug for what you have organised for this weekend.
Well, we start off with a social event on Friday night. That's in the Achille Moore and the Community Centre in Glenties, and there's a Achille Time band from OMA that's playing in it. Then on Sunday, the on-field activities start, and we were very fortunate to have the use of the community school pitch for two games. One of them being, the first of them being at 3 o'clock, the ladies' junior final between Nevora and Gaelanada, and followed by the intermediate final with Ardra and Neave Knowles taking place at 4:30. You could say that's probably a bit of a local derby, that they're both in the comprehensive school. And then at 1:30 down in the comprehensive, down there's matches going on at both places. Down in Davy Brennan Memorial Park at 1:30, Niamh Connell play Niamh Wurra in the junior match, followed by Ardra versus Milford in the senior match, and that's followed by at 4:30 by Nadunov versus Narossa. That's a junior. That's a junior level, and then at 6 o'clock, Niamh Connell, my club versus your club, Tom Dunlow, at 6 o'clock, and that's at 6 o'clock in the senior grade. Back to the social end that evening again at 8:30, Tranagest, that's other club in the community centre again, and we're looking forward to a good turnout for that. Then at 11 o'clock in the Highlands Hotel, very kindly sponsored by Bacchus of Wheel, Ballinafinia, with Sean McMonagall and Final Touch, there's a dance, and at that dance the Callan Gala is picked. And their entries there from the clubs, as you probably know, Tom, the clubs pick their own Callan Gala, and they go forward, and it's picked then for somebody to go forward to the All-Ireland final. Mm. That'll be done on Sunday night. Final day then, on Monday, things start off early, and you referred there a while to about Donegal ladies. I'm sure there'll be a few of them that'll be featuring on Sunday, with the ladies' final between Termon and Glenfinn, so that should be a cracker of a
game. That's
on
Monday morning.
Monday morning at 11 o'clock, Tom, yeah. And at 12:30, we have the under-15s final. That's for the boys' under-15s final, followed at 2 o'clock by the junior final, and the 3:30, we have the senior final.
Okay, you just about got it all in. You can hear the sound in the background. That means we're unfortunately running out of time, Danny.
No bother.
Thanks a million, and we'll talk to you over the weekend indeed, and we'll see you over the weekend, and all success with it. Good evening, Seachtain, Geoghegan, from me, Tom Cormack, from the GA programme, Slán agus Beannacht.